Okey-dokey. There we go. Whoops.
You guys want the door closed?
Yeah, but it's wanting to go like
okay.
That.
Yeah, you guys just be real quiet.
Okay. Thanks.
Radio Free Santa Fe. We have moved over to Studio 2 at a couple minutes after 4 o'clock for a very, very special guest today in the studio with us, Sean Colvin, who, as far as my love of your music goes back all the way to your first album, Steady On, and continues to this day. I've heard the new single, All Fall Down. It's one of your best works. That's also the name of the new album, correct?
Thank you. Yeah, it is.
And it's on Nonesuch Records. This will be your second or third release on Nonesuch.
Third, if you count the, well, you have to count the live record that I did last.
You had a live and of course, an original studio album on there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, these four walls.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your music. Your songwriting has always reflected the personal issues that you experience in your life, but I imagine people come up to you all the time. In fact, I handed you a fan letter just a few moments ago, and they declare to you, you told my story in that song. Do you get the feeling when you're writing that you're touching a universal chord, or is it all just on a personal level for you?
You gotta hope that you are, and when you're writing, or when I'm writing, for the most part, I try to keep it, how do I put it, open enough so that other people can have it too, you know? But every now and then I do a really journal type song. I don't know how anybody relates to it except me, but you just gotta hope that, you know, they can find their own story.
Well, speaking of journals, I know your memoirs are about to be released. Oh, that's got to be very exciting for you.
It's exciting and scary. I, you know, not a book writer particularly.
Was it tough to do? I mean, does book writing for you differ than writing like an autobiographical song?
Completely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Songs are kind of, they're succinct. You have more, less parameters or more parameters? What am I trying to say?
Like a quick snapshot?
No, you have more, you're hemmed in more.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go outside the lines as much. You've got rhyme, you've got rhythm. You're not probably going to go more than 3 or 4 minutes, you know, some verses, maybe a chorus or something like that. So you just with your phrasing and your rhyme scheme and stuff like that, you set a template for yourself and you have to follow it throughout the song. Writing a book, there was none of that, you know. It was just go ahead and talk.
Stream of consciousness, so to speak.
Yeah, stream of consciousness.
And of course, you've been writing songs for so long, and no one's ever asked you to write a novel before, I imagine.
No, I would never write a novel in a million years.
Gotcha. You've teamed up on the new album, All Fall Down, with Buddy Miller and many guest musicians. How did the experience affect you musically?
Well, you know, I've known Buddy for, 30 years. I mean, or maybe more. I met him in Austin in 1976, and then later on in 1980, I went to New York and joined his band. So Buddy's responsible for my ending up in New York, where I stayed for about 13 years and figured everything out, you know.
So this was like two old friends hooking back up together?
Yeah, it was, and it's taken so long, you know. It's amazing, but he's ferociously good at everything, singing, playing, producing, writing. And what did the experience bring to me? Well, it was just great to work with somebody new, honestly. I kind of wanted a change of pace. We worked in his house. That was really comfortable. We were in Nashville, so if we needed a background vocalist or, you know, fiddle player, and I wouldn't have necessarily chosen fiddle, you know, but Buddy was like, well, let's try it. And so it's kind of Nashville-esque, and the talent available to us was, you just call Allison, hey, Allison Krauss, can you just come over and sing? Oh, I'll be right there. And over she comes, and Emmylou Harris and Stuart Duncan, the great fiddle player, and on and on.
Now, when you put together your guest list, was it mutual? I mean, did you talk to Buddy about it? Or
we didn't put one together.
Yeah?
No.
It was just, you just felt like, you know, whoever might fit at
the time.
Well,
I just let Buddy suggest it, and he'd say, I think, he was right every time. I think Allison would sound great on this one. And then coincidentally, everybody was in Nashville making a record at that time. I say everybody. Jacob Dylan was at my hotel making a record. Mary Chapin Carpenter was there. And Jacob and I had coincidentally written a song for this record. John wrote the music, but Jacob and I wrote the lyrics. So I had him come over and sing harmony on a song. It was really great, yeah.
Now you're touring with Mary Chapin Carpenter. Mm-hmm. What's it like two friends like that on the road together? Any fun stories to talk about yet?
It's so much fun to have a friend out. Any stories yet? Let's see.
What's it like for two women on the road together?
Well, you can just be as nasty as you want to be. I mean, you don't, you know, we kind of run the show, so if there's language you want to say, it's, you're not shy about it, and we're both kind of potty mouth girls. And, you know, it's just a friend, you know, and having a woman friend in the business is kind of, for me, it's kind of rare, you know? And so I haven't done a lot of touring with girls at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're live on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe today with Sean Colvin. I appreciate you being live on the radio and keeping it clean. How about doing a song for
us? I'm not done yet. Okay. This is off the new record. This is one I co-wrote with Patty Griffin, actually. If I can play it. And if I can sing it with the allergies affecting me.
Cold nights, warm hands, mountains, flatlands, your face. Nothing gets erased. I feel like a change is on the way. Once you held my hand, wasn't long, saw you drift like sand. I guess nothing stays the same. I feel like change is on the way. Fought so hard, made myself a fool, like a child that held my breath. I was blue. You left me anyway. I could feel the change was on the way. Every sin you confess, measure of every breath, rise and fall and then rest for a while. The sky will fall, peace will come, I'll get over you, and I guess even the sun will burn itself out one day. I feel like change is on the way.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Sean Colvin from the new album All Fall Down. If you're unlucky enough not to have tickets for tonight, I kind of pity you. The show is sold out, and Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin will be appearing at the Lensic this evening. As you look back on your career, what's your proudest accomplishment?
Oh, my God.
I should have warned you these were going to be toughies
my
today.
My proudest accomplishment, my first record.
Yeah, Steady On?
Yeah, Steady On, and the fact that I wrote the songs with John Leventhal, most of them. But I struggled for a long time to be a songwriter. I'm a good cover artist.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know how to write, and John and I co-wrote for a long time before I really got what I was supposed to sound like. So I always felt if I never made another record after that one, I'd be happy.
You'd still be happy with that.
I would, yeah.
That is great because, you know, you became a pretty big star right out of the box with that one. And then, of course, won a bunch of Grammys for a few small repairs. And then, of course, have moved on to go to a smaller label now mm-hmm. and be able to call your own shots. Although, you know, looking at your career, I think you've been calling your shots all along.
Oh, there were compromises along the way, but nothing too... objectionable.
Yeah, you could agree with most of them.
Yeah.
As a songwriter, is there anyone that you would love to have cover one of your songs? Someone you admire that you know you wish they would take a crack at
the Be Good Tanyas.
The Be
I
Good
love
Tanyas.
That girl's voice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
that girl.
Choice.
Listen to me. Yeah.
Well, and as a final question, is there any place your musical career has not taken you yet that you can't wait to visit and you'd love to go?
Broadway,
really?
Well, I'm kind of kidding, it hasn't taken me there yet. So
I actually think that's pretty good idea. Like a whole show based on your music.
Broadway and Russia.
Russia
hasn't
too.
Taken me to Russia.
Okay, well, we're going to cross our fingers that you cross both those thresholds eventually.
Okay.
We'd love to hear another song today.
Okay. Okay. This is a song that's on the new record as well, and it's a really old song. It's not by me. I learned it a million years ago in Texas, in Austin, Texas, when I first lived there. I live there again now, but it's by a songwriter named B.W. Stevenson, and I've always loved the song. If I don't see you before I go, remember what you've seen and what you know. The sunshine you will be on my mind eternally. Blessed just you remember you, and I'll remember me. I'm gonna be on my own. It's a long way home, and I feel like a baby boy just being born. A captive of your heart, I guess I was. And you gave no reason for stopping loving me, just because you dragged yourself right down. You did not hear a sound before the tapping of your teardrops on the ground. I'm gonna be on my own. It's a long way home, and I feel like a baby boy just being born. If you find your true love once again, please don't do the same damn thing to them. 'Cause even when I was with you, I felt so all alone, and I'd just as soon do without you and be on my own. Gonna be on my own. It's
it's a long way home. And I feel like a baby boy just being born. Thank you.
That is my favorite song by him. I'm so glad you didn't choose My Maria.
Oh, I'm so glad you like that song.
Yeah, that took me back actually to my very first job in the Mojave Desert. We used to play that song on the radio back in the mid-70s.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, great sure song. Was.
Well, it's so great of you to make time. I know you're feeling a little allergies this afternoon.
You know, it's cleared up now. I'm sure when I go outside, maybe it'll come back again.
We'll roll up all the windows for you back to the Lensic. The show is tonight. It's Sean Colvin with Mary Chapin Carpenter. The brand new album, All Fall Down, is coming out momentarily. Correct. It's not out yet. But
June 5th.
June 5th. Mm-hmm. Okay, so still another month away.
Yeah.
But we look forward to playing all of it on the radio.
You are so sweet. Thank you.
All right. Sean Colvin live on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.